Well, good evening. More grace to everybody. Thank you for being here on the line on tonight. Was not able to be on there this morning as I was traveling, moving around. Just a wonderful opportunity was given unto me and opened up, and I'm grateful to the Lord. But, of course, as you know, for every level, there are other devils. And you have to prepare yourself for these things. I'm so excited about the fast. The fast has started. Your flesh should be screaming. Amen. And it should really be about to get mad because 6 o'clock just hit. And guess what? No more food, just water. But there's no TV. There's no social media. None of that stuff. And when I say just water, I'm not talking about flavored water. I'm sorry. I just bust the demon, some of you all. I'm not talking about flavored water. But this is our time of consecration where we're turning our plate down, really going after God with everything that is in us. You know, every time I get ready to do these shut-ins and do all of these, the one thing that the enemy attempts to go after is my voice. Amen. And you all have seen me preach for months and months and months and never get hoarse or nothing with my voice. But anytime it's time for prayer and intercession, that's what he goes after the most. But he is a defeated foe. I missed you so much this morning. I so wanted to be on the line to pray and to intercede with you and to touch heaven with you. Amen. To be that connector between heaven and earth, to be that intercessor, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge. That's what he's looking for in Ezekiel. He said, I sought for a man that would stand in the gap and that would make up the hedge, but he found no one. Now, everybody go ahead and get on this line. Don't miss it. Push yourself, get on this line, get your family on this line, get everybody you know on this line, and I want us to commit ourselves to intercession this week, commit ourselves to prayer. I'm so excited about Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, how we're going to be locked in that church, calling on Jesus. Anybody's welcome from anywhere. You don't have to be a part of KCC. Anybody's welcome to come and pray and intercede those 72 hours. But let's go ahead and pray. I've asked Pastor Butler again. My voice is not where I want it to be, but it'll be up and strong, ready to roll in the morning. But I've asked Pastor Butler, if he would, to hold down prayer from now until about 6:27. And then and when he gets done, I will give us our exit. But I want you to know I'm on the line. I'm praying with you. I'm praying for you. And whatever prayer point he gives us, I'm praying it with him. I'm interceding. I'm touching God. And I'm so excited about what the Lord shall do this week. Pastor Butler, if you're on the line, I'm ready to put it into your hands. Take us, as you would say, into the Mahias and tell us to go into that place of prayer and intercession till about 6:27, and then we'll be ready. I'll come back on at 6:27. More grace.
More grace, Pastor. Grace be unto everybody, and peace be multiplied from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful to God to be able to be on this prayer line. Amen. In our pastor's stead, to be able to hold up the arms of our man of God while he recuperates from that, in Jesus' name. I want us to just for just one moment to go, amen, and pray in tongues for just one moment. Hallelujah. Glory.
Pastor Butler, if you're busy, I can, if you may be busy and want to text me back and let me know when you're ready or let Sister Joy know, I can tell you may have some noise behind you. I thank you. And maybe in rehabilitation. I can try to push myself. I just know my voice is not in its strongest place. If need be, we can do it. Everybody lift your voice. Come on, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Kele ba shande lebe kiantala masoya. Luvande li kizala. Ramando lokota. Lebe de lebe shekele le mandia. Menene me kiankara mohusa. Liba de di biantala makuvande le kia. Inana mashande. Elaba shatalaba koshele, lebandeliki talaboko saya, Kila la banda la makozande le me. Menono mo shikilia. Leba shata. Otolodo ko shelebe. Lebrondo lo suku le biande. Minini fiende le be klezolo. Klei zalabosa. Klei zalabo kuzandi. Zita le be keshno. Uvandi liki taya. Intana manso loko sha. Ela ba shati mande. E baba ba shandele be kola mandili obasa. Tiala ba shantolo mohuko baya. Yam bibi bibi ansete lebe. Le kolo ukula mandele ki alabasha. Janzili viklizolo loboko taya. Ham bibi bibi ya shatala manye. He la ba shato. Oko tobo kushande. E baba ba shandele be. Hantala bahazia la manda la koya. Brankala di bi clifentele me. Menono mo sito lobo. Brankala desire. You don't know what to pray as you are, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Kuba shande. Ila banda la basekele me. Le ba 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 sha. Pastor Butler, you ready to
hear Shikitanya? Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to, amen, go before God. First, we're going to thank him for another day that he's kept us and blessed us. I feel, amen, the Lord impressing upon me to pray for, amen, everybody. Amen. The healing of the saints of God, the healing that the enemy is attacking the bodies of the believers, the bodies of the saints of God. Amen. And we're going to intercede. First, we're going to give God glory in advance. That we are already healed, that we are already delivered, kept by his power divine. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come before you, exalt you. We want to let you know that you are marvelous, you are miraculous and magnificent. There is none like you, none to be compared with you. You alone, you are God. Great is thy faithfulness. Your loving kindness is better than life. Therefore, we, oh God, come boldly before your throne. Hallelujah. Knowing that you're so merciful, so kind, and that you've given us, Lord, an unalienable right, hallelujah, to come before your presence as you have stretched out the royal scepter. Hallelujah. Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to execute as kings and priests of the Lord and his Christ on the earth. Hallelujah. To intercede, to loose our brothers and sisters, and to bring those that are lost into the kingdom. We thank you now for enabling us to be able to withstand every power of the enemy, every attack, every onslaught of darkness. And God, we glorify you for the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold. And we execute that as the saints of the Most High. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you for what gifts you've given unto men. Great is your faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Lord God, you did not leave us comfortless. We give you glory for Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest helper. That is the Holy Ghost that never leaves our side, that never leaves us alone. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We bless you right now because you are a very present help in the time of trouble. God, we glorify you for the comforter, for the healer, for the strengthener, for the keeper of the church. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Pastor has been talking about, amen, us going into warfare, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I am acquainted with combat, and I am also acquainted, amen, with the battlefield. And I understand that, amen, bless God, wherever there's a war, you've got to fight it, but the war, you've got to have the adequate weaponry to go ahead and be engaged into that spiritual confrontation. We have that weaponry. Now we're going to use it, and it's going to be reinforced through this fast, yes, Lord, and, amen, prayer, reinforced through fasting and prayer. You already have what you need on the inside of you. This is going to quicken us so that we can start utilizing it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now for the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, God, but they're mighty through you to pulling down of the stronghold. And God, we take authority over every demonic plague, over every demonic insult against the body, over every, Lord Jesus Christ, sickness, every illness, over every, Lord Jesus Christ, blood pressure, high blood, low blood, heart murmurs, hallelujah, throat problems, Lord, mental, Lord Jesus Christ, invasions of the enemy. We pull it down now in Jesus' name. We stand in the gap and make up the hedge for those under this, Lord Jesus, prayer call. For those, Lord God, highly connected to you. Hallelujah. Father, we are our brother's keeper, and we execute this right without fear or hesitation. We go into the enemy's camp, and we overthrow every plot and every plan. God, we turn over the table of the wicked in their confrontation to pull down and to pull out the saints of God from their position. We come against the spirit of worriation, anxiety, frustration, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the acceptance of fear. We bind it, kato, Monday, libo shah, hanemosha. We overthrow it in the name of Jesus, and we command right now the loosing of the mind, the loosing of the body, the loosing of every organ, of every tissue. We command tissues to line up with the word, hallelujah, recuperate. But amen, we command the flesh to recuperate. We command it now, and we command it to do it expeditiously, quickly, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. You told us, Master, that we could decree a thing, and it would be established unto us. So therefore, we decree what you have already declared, and that is healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. So we decree divine healing. Father, we know what the doctors have said and what they are saying to your people now. But God, we let you be true and every man be a liar. Thank you for the report of the doctors, just so you can show yourself mighty, flex your muscles, throw your weight around, and show yourself mighty in the behalf of your people whose hearts are perfect towards you. Tonight, God, we thank you for the weak being able to say they're strong. Father, we become our brother's keeper in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. Every imp, every, amen, region of the damn, every imp of the underworld, we come against you without fear, hesitation, or reservation. We come as the army of the Lord, and we decree and declare how the greater is he that is in us and he that is in the world. We thank you, Master, right now, hallelujah, that because of your stripes, we're healed. We thank you right now that if there is anyone sick among us, God, we pray as the elders of the church, hallelujah, for them to take up their bed and walk. And I say in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now. You've not given us, hallelujah, to lay down and to just accept what the enemy throws on us as if it has to happen. You told us, Lord, we can call things that are not as though they were. We call forth healing. We call forth deliverance. We call forth breakthrough. We call forth, Lord Jesus Christ, being able to make a comeback and a snapback instantaneously. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We call forth, hallelujah, the miracle worker power of the cross to be wrought through us. Father, if anything should happen here on earth, it will be done through us. Hallelujah, as we stand as the representatives of you. And Father, we take up this call. We take up this commission as our reasonable service, thanking you that you have empowered us. Hallelujah. And given us, hallelujah, power over all the power of the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah, that nothing, I said nothing should by any means hurt us in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Master, in the name of Jesus. We exalt you and we praise you for what you have done. For you have done it, and you're doing it, and you're doing it, and you're doing it through us, God. And we decree and we declare that it is already done. So for that cause, we bless you without waiting for one wall to fall. We're not waiting to see a miracle. We're not not waiting to hear the report. We're not waiting to see a change. Father, we praise you in advance. We shout now. We shout now. Come on and shout. Come on and give him praise. Give him praise that is moving on your son, moving on your mother, your grandmother, your father, your husband. He's going to, hey, glory, glory. He's going in the hospital. Yes, Lord. I see him walking in the nursing home. God, going to prisons, in the jail cells. God, rest him. Come on and pray. 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 Come on, intercede. Come on, let's go in the tongue. Come on, pray in your heavenly language. If you don't know what to say, come on and pray in your heavenly language. There's a breakthrough coming. I'm feeling that. Come on and pray. For the baby saints, God, we're praying with them. Thank you for this prayer call. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for him motivating, inspirating. Thank you for using him, hallelujah, as a springboard to thrust us into the pool of prayer. We thank you for using Pastor Karn, hallelujah, to motivate us to get back in position. Hallelujah, we thank you for using him, hallelujah, hallelujah, as a bow to shoot us as arrows to hit the target you want us to hit. Thank you for your man. Thank you for your voice. Thank you for your set man. Strengthen him now. We decree and declare the strength of God be his portion. Wrap him around with the grace of the Almighty. You come a solid day. Satan, get your nasty hand off our leader. Get your nasty hands away from the children of God. Oh, glory, glory. My God, I feel you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him glory. Come on, for the next 15 seconds, just give him praise and give him glory. Hallelujah, for your enemy is defeated. Your foe is under your feet. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't talk about how you feel. Forget how you feel. Nobody asked you about how you felt. We're talking about what God said. God's word overrides your feeling. It overrides your situation. It overrides your condition and your circumstance. His word, amen, is not like your condition. His word's a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. Thank you for your word, Master. That's a nail in a sure place. Thank you for your word. That's forever settled in heaven. And that's what we war with. We war with your word. Hallelujah. We war with your word, Lord. You told us, Lord, to call things that are not as though they were. We call forth people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. To come out of the chains. Hallelujah. The chains of mental depression. The chains of mental, Lord Jesus Christ, and anxiety, frustration, and worryation. God, we call them out of the chains of bondage into the marvelous light of Christ. Hallelujah. Arise. Hallelujah. And Christ shall give thee light. In the name of Jesus, strengthen. Strengthen your people, Father, for the journey. Strengthen us during this prayer. Strengthen us during this fast. Father, let our flesh get weaker. But Lord, let our spirit be like the jolly green giant. In the name of Jesus, we pray today, God, let thy will be done through us. Not just in the earth, but through us that's on the earth. Hallelujah. God, as you have it done in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you now, God, that it's already done. In my course, Imania, let place upon your makeke. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Our next prayer. My God, I feel his presence. Hashi. Hiko. Oh, my. Oh, glory. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Our next prayer that we're getting ready to pray is that as we are in prayer, that as we are in fasting, that everything that's holding us, that, amen, bless God, we seemingly could not break in and of our own strength, ability, amen, it's breaking right now. Father, we thank you. Lift your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you according to your word that you told us whatever things we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever things we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Today, God, we loose the chains, the bands of wickedness, the bondages that have held us captive in our own will and through our flesh. And we accept, hallelujah, the liberty, hallelujah, of the sons of God. Come on, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name right now, oh, mighty one, hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you now that you've given us the ability to resist the devil, and you said he will flee. I pray, Father, that you would call the spirit of resistance to come on every one of us, that we would have the Lord innate ability to not only, Lord Jesus, have the power in us, but to execute and to release this power, to resist any, Lord, opposition, every bondage that have held us in, every bondage that have held us down, every bondage, hallelujah, whether it be spiritual, psychological, mental, financial, hallelujah, bless God, sexual, Lord Jesus Christ, the spirit of apathy, laziness, passivity, glory to God, Father, whatever that is, it's overthrown now, we overthrow it now, we break it now, in the name of Jesus, we command it to dissolve. In Jesus' name, as a matter of fact, go back to hell from whence thou comest. I send it back to the regions of darkness and the regions of the damned. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now. You said, Lord God, that we had the power, and now we execute. Hallelujah. We, Lord Jesus, thank you for the strategies. Hallelujah, for the information, for the op plans, for the operational plans that you're given our men of God, to take us, Lord Jesus, into the regions of darkness with light. And you said, Lord God, how you light, Lord Jesus Christ, dispels darkness. Because wherever there's light, darkness comprehends it not. Thank you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that the weak are saying they're stronger. The oppressed are leaving blessed. Those that are down are rising and shining. And the glory of God's coming upon us. Every break, every bondage, break, break, break. Break, break, break. God, give us come on. Break, 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 break. Come on, come on. Get up and pray. Break, 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 break. Come on. So, tepe, she, muta, ya, alama, kosa, ye, ye. Come, de, baby, osha. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The oppression, the fear, the anxiety. It's breaking now. Hey, it's breaking now. God, the strongholds on our children, the strongholds on our relatives, strongholds that are on our husbands and on wives. Glory to God. It's breaking right now. Fonte, paye. Glory to God. So cold. I hear change. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. We're right at the precipice of a breakthrough, as Pastor said. We're at the precipice. We're right at the verge. Don't get weary in well-doing. Come on. Keep on. Keep on. That's why you're experiencing the opposition, is because you're right at the breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hayaya, Lebosha, Kresikin among Sulipai, Rushkin in the ocean of the Bastua. Hey, 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 Kuta, Yata, Lima and Soyapaya, Nandere be on Choco, Le Shataya. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Our pastor, well, amen. Your pastor come on here. Let's go into another one. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to Jesus. Amen. Our next prayer then. We're getting ready to pray. And we're going to pray for the mindset of every believer to be in its position. Many of you, you're on this prayer line. Amen. And the problem is not so much without as it is within. Amen. For the Bible said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. So therefore, we're praying that every scruple of the mind, be dissolved and pulled down. Doing this fast, amen, clarity of thought, amen, reasoning of God, hallelujah, discernment and keenness in the spirit shall, amen, overtake us. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now that you have not given us, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, a double mind, but you said a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. Father, I pray for clarity of mind. I pray, Lamb of God, Father, that during this fast, even now, that this would be, Lord Jesus Christ, the threshing push to push us into, Lord Jesus Christ, the mind of Christ, that we would operate in the mind of Christ, that we would operate by the mind of Christ, that we would operate not in carnality, not in, Lord, the foolishness of our mind, not in, Lord Jesus Christ, our yesteryear. Father, we rebuke yesteryear and yesteryear's failures. We will not become victims of bad memories. Hallelujah. I bind every bad memory and let it know in advance we are not your victims. Hallelujah. So therefore, we are not subject to be in hostile bondage unto you, but we are redeemed, and the redeemed of the Lord is to say so. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us clarity of mind. You told us to let the mind of Christ be in us. Hallelujah. You, so God, we accept it and we believe the report of the Lord. Our mind is alert. Our thoughts are clear. Our Lord Jesus' thinking capacity has been enlarged. Hallelujah. Our discernment has become keen. In the name of Jesus, Father, no more, Lord Jesus Christ, grunting and scooper of the mind. But Father, we thank you for soundness of the mind. In the name of Jesus, Ishata, Leprashikoli, Father, Ikishkatai, Lashapaya. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so grateful to God for every one of you, amen, that pushed it on this prayer. Let's keep our man of God on the wings of prayer. Let's, amen, keep him on the wings of prayer. Listen, anytime you are effective and efficient in spiritual warfare, you ought to know that you're going to come up under attack. Think it not a strange thing concerning the fire of trials that comes upon you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Rejoice and count it all joy. Why? Because that means you're making inroads into the enemy's camp. And that means he has to do everything he can to discourage you, to cause you, amen, to dwarf in your actions and to ultimately throw up and throw in the towel. But we shall not do so. We're praying for our pastor that God continue to strengthen him, giving him the voice, the vision, and the power to execute the will of God, as we are recipients thereof. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock a.m. That's right, 6 o'clock a.m. Hallelujah. Let's be on this prayer line. Pastor will be there refreshed. He will be there, amen, revigorated. Hallelujah. He will be there, amen, stronger. And, amen, we'll have clarity for the church and what we ought to do and how we ought to get there. Hallelujah. And don't forget, the fast from now to the morning, nothing but water. No television, no social media. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, 6 a.m., you can go ahead and start eating. You can eat fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Again, fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Bless God. And water. Nuts are a fruit. Glory to God. Vegetables and water. Now, listen. Listen. As Pastor has said, that means, again, no social media, no, amen, television, glory to God. Don't forget, let's prepare for Wednesday as we are all wearing black, as we're coming in, and we're coming in with an air of expectation. Listen, we got to expect something. Coming in with an air of expectation that God is going to turn things around for, amen, not only us, but those connected to us through our prayer this week. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The pastor's not coming back on. Amen. I'm getting ready to release you. Thank God for you being committed and not just involved. Hallelujah. And if that's the case, then what I want you to do is be blessed. Remember, you're blessed. You're favored. No weapon formed against you can be able to prosper. You're more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Amen. See you 6 o'clock a.m. Amen. In the a.m. Glory. Ha! In the a.m. Hallelujah. Amen. More grace. Bye.